This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Recording in progress.
Okay, good afternoon, dear friends. Bruchim Habayim to the Monday afternoon National Kollel Agur D'Perek Hashir. We have an amazing topic today. We're now holding in the Omer in Chodesh, Tzurish Chodesh Iyar, Agun Chodesh. The Chodesh Iyar is a good time to stock up, to make sure you have good learning and reading material for the Yomim Habam L'Kaseinu L'Shalayim, L'Toiva. Pesach Sheni is coming, which is associated with Rav Meir and the life of Rav Meir. So make sure you're stocked up on your Lashon HaKodesh, El Kadam Aranini, and Rav Meir Bal Hanes, and the Eternal Children of Hashem. And, of course, after that is Lag Ba'Omer. Lag Ba'Omer, the fire and the soul. Lag Ba'Omer, the fire and the soul. Available at artscroll.com or better Sfarim stores near you. Okay, Parshas Tazria Mitzoyra. Parshas Tazria Mitzoyra. Here we go. The Gemara tells us, let's make this a little smaller. In Masechet Brachos Daf Yud Zayin, Amar Lei Rav L'Rav Chia. Rav said to Rav Chia, Noshem B'mai Zachyan. Women, with how will they merit the world to come? Says Gemara, Be'akruye Banai L'Bei Knishta. By the learning of Chumash of their children in the Beis HaKnesses, Uvasnuye Gavrayo Be'Rabanan, and the learning of Talmud of and Mishnah of their husbands. And the Gemara says, V'notrin leGavrayo, and waiting for their husbands, Ada Asumi Be'Rabanan, until they come back from the study hall. So Rav asked Rav Chia, how could women be Zoicha to Olam Haba? And the Gemara says, they also can be zoicha to Olam Haba. How so? They can be zoicha to Olam Haba through the learning of Torah of their children, the learning of Chumash of their children, the learning of Gemara of their husbands, waiting for their husbands to come back from the Beis HaMedrash. So the Chafetz Chaim in the Sefer Chovas HaShmira asks a very basic question. By the way, in 1 week's time, we're going to be visiting the Chafetz Chaim next weekend. And you could still join up. If you live in America, now, this morning, today, is your last opportunity. If you live in Israel, you still have another week, because there you could get a visa. There you don't need a visa to enter Belarus. But the Chafetz Chaim asks a very basic question. What kind of question is Gemara asking? Women, how will they get Olam Haba? What, women don't have mitzvahs? Women have a lack of ways to get Olam Haba? Are women lacking means to gain the world to come? Ask the Chafetz Chaim, ul'chayra halo yesh lehen kol mitzvahs ha-Torah k'may anoshim. They have all mitzvahs like men, except for Talmud Torah and some mitzvahs that are zman grama. What is the Gemara's question? Noshim b'may zachyan. So we're going to explore a very important answer to this question, the Gemara's question of noshim b'may zachyan. Okay, in Parshas Mitzayra, the Torah outlines the program of how a Mitzayra could become Tahar. He does so by bringing certain karbanos. He brings two birds. So the Gemara, the Chazal say, he brings two birds. One bird he shechts, and one bird he goes out, he lets free, he releases it. Says Rashi, why is he bringing birds? Rashi says, Lefisha hanegoyim boim alashon hara. Because tzaras comes for lashon hara. Shuhu maseh putbe devarim. Lashon hara is chatter. Lefikach huskaku letarasai tziparim. Therefore, it is required that he bring, as part of his purification, birds. Shemifat petim tamid. They're constantly chirping. They're constantly tweeting. Betzivtzuf koil, with the chirps of their voice. So one of the reasons, one of the causes, one of the primary causes that somebody would speak Lashon Hara is excessive chatter, incessant talking. So therefore we tell the guy, you're like a bird, bring two birds, and we take one of the birds and we slit its throat. And guess what? The bird stops talking, you know? Scientists have done many studies that when you slit the throat of a bird, it's not able to talk anymore. The message is, pal, this is what we should be doing to you. In other words, you talk too much. Why are you talking so much? You know, sometimes people hold you hostage. You know, they corner you at a wedding or a bar mitzvah. And once they get going, you can't shake them. You don't even know what to do. You know, you hope somebody rescues you. So we tell the guy, stop talking, stop talking. That's the message of bringing the two birds. Fine. So the question is, really? That's the reason why he brings birds? That would explain why one of the birds we shecht, but the other bird we release. And where does it go? It goes off into the wilderness to continue to chirp and to tweet and to Twitter and to make more noise and to talk and talk and talk. So if the reason why he brings birds as part of his karbanon, as part of his karban, is because we're sending him a message, you're like a bird that talks too much, we should be shechting both birds. Why do we shecht one bird and let the other bird free? We're going to see, this is the question of Reb Shloima Gansfried, the author of the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch. He wrote a sefer on Chumash called Apiryain. Apiryain. Okay. And now we come to a very fundamental understanding of why people speak Lashon Hara and what the remedy to speaking Lashon Hara is. Namely like this. Amar Reb Yitzchak. The Gemara says in Chulin and Daf Peites, Ma'idichsev, what does it mean? Ha'umnam, however, Elam, Tzedek Tidaberon, Meisharim Tishpetu B'nei Adam. Ha'umnam, Elam, Tzedek Tidaberon, Meisharim Tishpetu B'nei Adam. The Gemara darshins this pasuk. Ma umanusay shal Adam ba'olam hazeh. What should a person's profession be in this world? Should he become a doctor? Should he become a lawyer? Should you become an accountant, an electrician, a plumber? Should you sell used cars? Should you sell life insurance? What should you do? Maybe you should go into cybersecurity. What should a person's profession be in this world? Says the Gemara, Yasim Atzmai Ki'ilem. You should make yourself mute. You should become a professional non-talker. You should become a professional mute person. So Gemara says, Yachal ledivrei, af ledivrei Torah. If you would think you should become mute, then maybe even for Torah you should be silent. I mean, maybe you'd have to learn a little bit, but you know, don't talk too much. Give a 1 minute class and that's it. Talmud Loimar, therefore it says, no, even though ha'umnam elam, still tzedek tedabirun, you should speak righteousness. So on the one hand, you have to make yourself mute, and on the other hand, you have to talk a lot. When it comes to idle chatter, be silent. When it comes to Talmud Torah, speak. Says Rabbeinu Yoina in the Shari Tshuva, Shar Shlishi Ois Reshut, V'hisboinen kama yigdal avoin b'nei Adam ha-mesaprim Lashon Hara. Contemplate how great is the sin of those who speak Lashon Hara. Number one, Hama'at mehem avoinam hagadol. It's enough, their terrible sin, ki yichlu sifsei seyem, v'chashvu l'shoino midaber v'devei Torah. It's bad enough, they're not speaking words of Torah. Ad ki hashchis yashchisun l'daber b'lashon hara. But they have gone so far and become so corrupt to speak Lashon Hara. Rabbeinu Yonah is saying something incredible. You would think if you saw someone speaking Lashon Hara, then we're going to indict him for speaking Lashon Hara, for speaking bad about somebody else. No. The main infraction and the first infraction and the most basic infraction is it's bad enough he wasn't learning and now he's even speaking Lashon Hara. Like David HaMelech says, Gam Yashvu Sarim Binit Baru Avdecha Yasiach B'chulkecha. Even when princes sit Be nidbaru and speak about me. Avdecha yosiach b'chukecha, your servant speaks about your statutes. Meaning, perush, heim b'teilem milosiach b'chukecha. these other kings have refrained from speaking about your Torah. Umedabrim lashon hara, they're speaking a lashon hara v'nedbarim bi, and they're speaking about me. But oira asher asiach b'chukecha, while I am speaking about your Torah. So we see something amazing, that part of the wrongdoing of speaking lashon hara is you should have been speaking divrei Torah. Chazal say, marpe lashon hara, the remedy for lashon hara, lihinatzel mimenu, to be saved from it, sheyasok adamatara, is that a person should engage in learning. Shenemar, marpe lashon, eitz chayim. The remedy for the tongue is the tree of life. And that's what Chazal say, eshmera lefi machsoim, I guard my mouth with a muzzle. What is the muzzle for lashon hara? Divrei Torah. Chazal say in the Yalkut, the Jewish people are beloved with their voice and detested with their voice. They're beloved with their voice. Hashmi inies koilech ki koilech arev. There is snua b'koila, like it says nasna alai b'koila. This is what it means. Maves v'chayim biyad lashon v'ayhaveha yoichal periya. What does it mean, v'ayhaveha? Those who love the tongue, meaning like this. Let's say you're a guy, if you're a quiet kind of guy, then not speaking lashon hara comes naturally to you. You know, it's not a big deal. You're not a big talker. But what if you're a big talker? There's some people, they're born, they have an itch to talk. They just like to talk. You know, sometimes you have to make a quick left turn, because if they get a hold of you, it's 20 minutes later, you can't free yourself. So what do you do if you're a kind of guy that likes to talk? Ha'etza ha'nechayna elav, the correct etza is she'yoychal periya, consume the fruits. Don't speak divrei batala, speak divrei Torah, chachma, musar, hava shalom in adam lachaveroi, bring righteousness to the many, praise that which is good, disparage that which is bad, because there are endless merits that you could acquire by speaking. That's what the Gemara says in Erechin. This is the Gemara in Erechin. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Rabbi Chanina, what is the takana for those who speak Lashon Hara? If you're a Talmud Chacham, learn Torah. Like it says, Marpe Lashon Eitz Chayim. If you're an Am Haaretz, become humble. Then the Gemara brings the opinion of Rabbi Achab Rabbi Chanina, who says, if you already spoke, there's no remedy. David Armelch already cut you off. What remedy is there that you don't come to Lashon Hara? That is Limud HaTorah. Comes the Chafetz Chaim. And the Chafetz Chaim explains that Divrei Torah is a remedy that you don't come to speak Lashon Hara. Because the Gemara teaches us, the Gemara we learned in Sanhedrin, Sadi Tesam Abeis, a man, Adam La'amal Yulad. Adam La'amal Yulad. First, we saw the Gemara in Chulin, Yasim Atzmai Ki'ilayim, you should make yourself mute. But on the other hand, the Gemara on Sanhedrin, Tzadik Testament Bay, says man was created to toil. Says the Gemara, what kind of toil? Take a look at number 9. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Kal Adam La'amal Yulad, La'amal Nivra. Man was created to toil. Shenemar Ki Adam La'amal Yulad. Any idea? I don't know. I don't know if he was created to toil with his mouth or to toil with manual labor. When it says ki achaf alav pihu, that indicates for his mouth. But I don't know if it's for Torah or for conversation. What kind of talk were you created for? When it says la yomish sefer Torah zamipicha, we were created la amal Torah. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. V'hainu da'amar Rava, kulu gufi deruftaki ninu toivi l'dezaki da'havi deruftaki da'iraisa. Says the Chafetz Chaim that from this Gemara we learn the following principle. God placed in human nature a need to talk. Your mouth is going to do what it does, and that is it's going to make noise. Your mouth is going to talk. And it won't be lazy. It's not like other Evarim that you got to wake them up. Not too many calories, unfortunately, are burnt by speaking. Sometimes you wonder, This guy, with all his talking, he should have lost many, many pounds by now. He should be very thin. What's with him? He's, you know, if you would tie his tongue to a treadmill, it would say he burnt thousands of calories. No, unfortunately, you don't burn calories by talking. The mouth easily does its job without much effort. Even if you're lazy, you could talk a lot. Not so other limbs of the body. Man was created to talk. But why? Why did God make it so easy for man to talk? The answer is Hashem did us a favor. Because since the purpose of life is to learn Torah, so Hashem wanted Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakos Es Yisrael. Lefikach Hir B'lohem Torah U'Mitzvos. Hashem wanted to be Marbe Torah U'Mitzvos. He wanted to make easy for us to learn Torah. So the mouth will naturally produce what it does. Therefore, one has to think about the fact that God only gave us the faculty of speech in order to be zoicha to Torah. By the way, the Shlach HaKadosh says, you know, there are two psukim in Shir HaShirim. One pasuk says that, Shinayich ke'eder haketsuvais. One pasuk says, Shinayich ke'eder harecheleis. Two psukim in Shir HaShirim praise the teeth of the Jewish people. How many teeth do we have? We have 16 on the top, 16 on the bottom. Why do we have 16 and 16? Well, because to indicate the purpose of the Koyach HaDibur is only for Divrei Torah. So you have 16 on the top, Divrei Torah. Why? We have 16 Aliyos a week, 3 on Monday, 3 on Thursday, 3 Shabbos by Mincha, 7 Shabbos morning, 16. We have 16 Tfilos a week, so to speak. How's that? Tfilos keneged the Karbanos. You have Tamid Shel Shachar, Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, 6 days a week, plus 2 extra Musafim on Shabbos. So the number of teeth we have reflect the job of the mouth, which is what? The job of the mouth is to speak Divrei Torah and Divrei Tefillah. And the only way to overcome the Yetzer Hara of Lashon Hara is by speaking Divrei Torah. Because if you don't speak Divrei Torah, your mouth is going to talk. And if it's not talking Torah, it's going to be speaking slander and gossip. So the only remedy, if you're a guy who likes to talk, you better, so to speak, use the outlet of Divrei Torah. Because if you don't use the outlet of Divrei Torah, then you're going to end up using a different kind of outlet. And that is Lashon Hara. By the way, the Marsha in Sanhedrin says on the Gemara, Adam le'amal yulad, le'amal is rashei tevais, lilmaid almanas lelamed, to learn on condition to teach. So that's why Hashem made us. Adam le'amal, lilmaid almanas lelamed. It's very interesting in terms of the human need to talk. In the Hakdama of the Lamda Shesefer, Kuntras HaSveikos, he brings from Rabbi Yehuda Moscato, who says something amazing, and I think everyone would acknowledge that this is a true phenomenon. If you had the opportunity to go up to the moon, to see the sun, the moon, but you couldn't tell anybody about it, you wouldn't go. In other words, the main enjoyment you have of doing things or seeing things is not doing it, is not seeing it, is letting people know about it. You know, it's interesting. Yeah, people don't even enjoy the moment. They go to a place and they take a selfie and they send it out immediately. They themselves don't know what they saw. It's not, that's, and the answer is it's not important because people just need to talk about it. That's all they want to do. They don't really want to see it. They don't even need to see it. They just want to talk about it. There's a human need, so to speak, to talk. And the only way to overcome that urge is to speak Divrei Torah. Otherwise, you're going to end up speaking Dvarim Betelem. We know that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, man was created as a speaking being. Vayipach, vayivra likim es ha'adam, vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim. Vayhi ha'adam lenefesh chaya. Lenefesh chaya, Unklus says, leruach memalala. Therefore, the way to be mesakeh in the koyach hadibor is not absolute silence, because you're going to naturally talk, and it's hard to change one's nature. Like the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Shema yomer adam natsarti l'shoini meiras vasem der mirma ilich ve'asgara b'shina. Person might say, well, if I have to guard my mouth, so I should go to sleep. No! Sur meira va'ase toiv, ein toiv ela toira, shenemar kilekach toiv nasati lachem. The ase toiv of speech is not silence, it's divrei toira. Like the Gemara says in Erechin that we spoke at already, ma takanosoi shel mesapri lashon hara, yasoik b'divrei Torah. Chazal say in the Yalkut, this is quoted by the Sefer Imrei Baruch of my dear friend Rav Baruch Simon, Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan. The Medrash says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in this world, because you are batel midivrei Torah, you spoke about other people. La'asid lavai, you're going to learn Torah, and I'm going to make shalom. Shenemar v'chobanayich limudei Hashem. That is, a person naturally wants to talk. Therefore, if he's able to utilize and expend and channel his need to talk for divrei Torah, he'll be safe, he'll be secure, because then he'll have an outlet. However, if somebody doesn't use his mouth to speak divrei Torah, then he is in danger of, so to speak, being controlled by the Koyach HaDibor to speak about other people. Now, comes Rav Shlomo Ganzfried in his Sefer Apiryon, and he asked the question we started with. Why is the Tara process of the Metzora that he takes two birds, one of them he shechts? Okay, that I understand. We're telling him, put an end to your incessant chatter. But the other bird, we tell him, let it free, let it go. And what do you think the bird's going to do? It's going to be al pnei asadeh. It's going to be talking, tweeting, chattering, making noise. Isn't that sending the opposite message? The answer is no. Because the ability to control the koyach hadibor is a two-pronged approach. Number one, silence from empty chatter. And number two, harnessing the koyach hadibor to speak lashon hara. It's a procedure of sur meira and ase toiv, not speaking empty words and channeling the koyach hadibor to speak divrei Torah. Therefore, says Rav Shlomo Ganzfried, we don't just take one of the birds and shecht it and silence it. No, there are two elements of speech. One element is incessant empty chatter. Another element is talking. You need to talk a lot. You have to make yourself like you're mute. But the Gemara says, Yachal afle divrei Torah. I would think for Torah as well. No! Tzedek tedaberun. You need to speak righteousness. You need to speak divrei Torah. By speaking divrei Torah, that is how you'll be able to control your mouth not to speak lashon hara. So one bird, there are two birds, there are two elements of koyach hadibor. One we shecht and one we release. We're telling him that the source of your infraction was you spoke too much nonsense and you didn't channel your devarim for divrei Torah. That's the understanding of the Tara, says Rav Shlomo Ganzfried, of the Metzora. You know, it's interesting, the Rama wrote a perush on Megillas Esther. The name of the perush is Mechir Yayin. And the Rama says, you know, if I said good perushim, then the sefer is worthwhile. But even if I didn't say good Perushim, he brings a statement of our sages in the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi says, Kol Charshaya Tavin, all silence is good. The Charshaya Da'irai Sabishin, but silence in Torah is bad. The Kol Pitpataya Bishin, all chatter is bad. Upitpataya Da'irai Tavin, chatter in Torah is good. There's a concept of chattering in Torah. You're sitting around the table. Don't talk about tuna fish. Ooh, well, is it true? Tuna fish is 5 cents less a pound in Walgreens, in Key Food, in Target. Is it true? Tuna fish went up? Why are you wasting your words on tuna fish? Don't talk about the Mets. The Mets will never be good anyway. They'll never be good. Don't waste your words about them. And even the Yankees, why waste your time talking about them? Because some guy paid $50 million a year to buy somebody, now it's worth your time to discuss it? No, you want to chatter? Chatter about Divrei Torah. Chatter about the Parsha, about the Rashis, about the Shir. Talk about Divrei Torah. You know, it's very interesting. The Vilna Gaon in the Shnois Eliyahu on Peah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, reveals a great secret. You know, Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Talmud Torah is equal to all the mitzvahs. What does that mean exactly? Talmud Torah is keneged all the mitzvahs. The Gros says there's no maximum and there's no minimum. When we say it has no shir, loy lamata, v'loy lamala. It has no maximum, v'higisa b'yom v'layla. And there's no minimum, because even with one word, you could exempt yourself. Like the Gemara says, if you read Kriya Shema, Arvis v'shachris, it's like you're Mekayim, v'higisa b'yom v'layla. Says the Gra, it's not that you can't do less, you could do less than the parasha of Kriya Shema. Even one word you could be mekayim the mitzvah of Torah. When it says v'higisa, you would think you only have to do one word, even if you have time. So it says v'higisa b'yom v'layla, that you're obligated to learn as much as you can. Now, when the Tana says Talmud Torah ein lahem shiur lamata, what it's trying to convey is a person, look at the words of the Gra, Shetzarech ha'adam me'oid me'oid l'chabe v'satayra, a person has to very, very much love the Torah. The b'chol teva v'teva shalamad ba, every word that you learn, mitzvah b'fnei atzma. And the raya that your yoytze, in one word, Torah. You know how we know that every word is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma? Because by learning one word, it's shakel keneged kol ha-mitzvahs. That's the reason why, if you're in the middle of learning and someone needs help, if someone else could help them, not only do you not have to help them, you're not allowed to help them. You know why? Because it's a bad move. Because if you help the guy, you'll get one mitzvah. But if you learn, every word you learn is another mitzvah. So let's say you could go to a shir. In a shir, you hear thousands and thousands of words. Each word is a mitzvah by itself. You could do that, or you could do a chesed. If someone else could do the chesed, it's a better spiritual business move to learn. Why? Because when it comes to Talmud Torah, every word is a great mitzvah, shkula keneged kulam. Let's say, for example, you could learn one daf, you're mekayim hundreds of mitzvahs, so you're much better off being mekayim hundreds of mitzvahs than one mitzvah. It's only if no one else could do it, then you have to go do the chesed. Therefore it says, Talmud Torah ein la shir lamata. Okay, so this is the great chiddush of the Gra. In the intro to the Sefer Emes LeYaakov from the son-in-law of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, he asked Rabbi Yaakov, you know, it's known that you're mekabel schar for every single mitzvah of Torah you learn. So they asked Rabbi Yaakov, let's say I learn a certain sefer, we'll call it the Minchas Feivel. Let's say I learn sefer, Minchas Feivel. The thing is, Feivel, when he wrote that sefer, he wrote it in the most verbose way possible. He could have said the same 17 lines in two lines. So now would I get schar for every word? So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said, no. You only get schar for each word if each word is precise and intentional, not if it's wordy. So they asked Rabbi Yaakov, what's an example of a sefer that every single word is precise? And he said, Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura, you get schar for every single word, because each word was written with precision. So friends, here we have it. Every word of Talmud Torah, you could get a mitzvah for. So if you learn in one minute, the Chafetz Chaim made a cheshbon that in 1 minute, you could learn 200 words. Now, here's the thing. Here's another Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim in his Chasima to Sefer, Avas Chesed, he says, how much a person has to rejoice if he was zoicha to set fixed times to learn Torah. Because by setting fixed times to learn Torah, you will have hundreds of added mitzvahs every single day. And that will tilt the scales, letzad zechus la'asad lavay. Chafetz Chaim quotes the Gemara in Brachos. It says on the pasuk in Parshas Balak, kinachalim nitayu ka'ahalim, nata Hashem, like streams that you planted, like tents that God pitched. So Gemara asks, what's the connection between a stream and a tent? Says the Gemara, just like a stream, if somebody is tame and they immerse in the stream, they become tahar. So too the tents of Torah could tilt the scales from kaf choiva to kaf zuchus. So the Chafetz Chaim asks, what? Only learning Torah could tilt the scales from choiva to zuchus? Any mitzvah you do will tilt the scales. If you put on tefillin, it will tilt the scales. If you wear tzitzis, it will tilt the scales. If you do chesed, it will tilt the scales. Why only ayhalim? Says the Chafetz Chaim, we know the main corruption that a person could ruin his soul is by speaking. Because the amount of damage you could do by speaking for 30 minutes, that's mixed up with Lashon Hara and Leitzanis and Oinas Dvarim and Dvarim Betelem, you can't corrupt and ruin yourself the whole day. For example, let's say somebody commits one of the cardinal sins. He bows down to Avodah Zarah. He kills someone. So, heaven forbid. But at the end of the day, it's only one sin. It's a big one, but it's only one sin. But if he called up his friend on the phone and he was shooting the breeze about the board and the rabbi and the rav and the rabbi, in a half hour, every minute you could speak 200 words of Lashon Hara. In 10 minutes, that's 2,000 words. You know how many old ladies you're going to help? You're going to have to help cross the street to overcome that? You're going to have to go to a nursing home, empty it out 5 days in a row and help everyone cross the road for 5 days straight. You're going to have to help hundreds of old ladies cross the street to overcome 30 minutes of Lashon Hara. There are not enough old ladies in the world to overcome speaking Lashon Hara. So how? You know why the Gemara says only learning Torah could tilt the scales? Because there's no other merit that could overcome the sin of speech. Therefore, by learning Divrei Torah, if you want to make sure you're going to tilt the scales in the favor of mitzvahs, there's no other remedy than to go into the Beis HaMedrash and be engaged in learning Torah, because to counteract the abundant sins that come through Dibur, the Chafetz Chaim says, you will gather bundles and bundles of mitzvahs that come through your words, and Hashem will be machriya l'kaf zchus. And as we said, by learning Torah, you'll guard yourself not to speak Lashon Hara in the future. Says the Chafetz Chaim, the main thing to remember is the hours that a person dedicates to Talmud Torah are the best moments in your entire life. From 11:50 to 12:45 or so on Monday is the best time of your whole life. So friends, coming back to the Gemara, Noshim b'may zachyos. How could women get Olam Haba? What do you mean, how could women get Olam Haba? But they could bake challah. They could light the Nero Shabbos. They could do chesed. Nope, that's not going to cut it. Because the sin of speech, Lashon Hara, Rechilus, Sheker, Dvarim Betalim, empty chatter. Every word is a person that has to speak with intention, with purpose. You're saying, you're talking to someone to uplift them, to be kind to them, to show them friendship. Good. You're randomly chattering about the price of tuna fish. Is life so unimportant that you have time to talk about the price of tuna fish? If you need to know where to buy it, okay, so have the discussion. But the Gemara asks, Nashim b'may zachyan, how will women get Olam Haba? How can they tap into a merit that they could acquire hundreds of zechusim every minute? Because that's the only way to tilt the scales in this world. And the answer is through the learning of Torah of their children, for the learning of Torah of their husbands. And if they're not married yet, they could support Torah. By supporting Torah, they could also tap into the merit of Talmud Torah. And by davening that they should have the zechus to have children and a husband that's involved in learning, or that they should have the zechus to support Torah, that is a way of, if they want this merit and circumstances do not allow them, they could also acquire that merit through the process of chishev lasos mitzvah. If somebody thinks to do a mitzvah, the nenas, and their extenuating circumstances, Hashem considers it as if they did the mitzvah. But women too must tap in to the merit of Talmud Torah, because the so to speak, the pitfall of the Koyach HaDibur is something that can only be overcome through Talmud Torah. This is the message that we send to the Metzora. We don't tell him, take one bird that shatters and shecht it. We tell him, two birds. Bird number one, you shecht it, meaning stop talking so much. Bird number two, release it. We tell him, you should talk more, but you have to talk about the right things. And the right things are Divrei Torah, Divrei Chesed, Divrei Torah and Divrei Chachma. Marv Rabbeisai, this is the message of the procedure of Tahara of the Metzora. I wish everybody a beautiful day. Have a great rest of the day. Bracha v'hatzlacha. Kol tov. Be well.
Thank you, Squire.
Baruch Ti. Have a good day, everyone. Thank you. Kol tov.
Thank you.
Sure. Thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.